At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned, and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for it is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those who worship the Son to reveal him. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
G'day, everybody. My name's Dave. If I haven't met you, I'm one of the pastors here at APC. It's my privilege to open God's Word with you. So if you've got a Bible there, make sure you keep it open at Matthew 11. There's some black Bibles dotted around in the seats, or you might be able to find something on your phone. I love to pray before we look at God's Word together, so please pray with me. Father, it's amazing that you would save people at all, but spectacular that you would make yourself nothing, becoming a human to stand in our place. Please help us today as we look at your word and give us rest in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, g'day. As I said, my name is Dave, and I'm tired. I've been tired for a while now. I've been trying to quit, but I just can't seem to shake it. How about you? How are you really feeling this Christmas? I'm sure there's joy and fun things going on. There is for me. But I wonder, as you've been Christmas present shopping, as you've got your house ready for guests, as you've navigated family politics, as end-of-year events have piled up, as everyone starts to hustle at work to get the end-of-the-year things finished, have you found it hard to be joyful? The organisation called Relationships Australia often researches these things, and they found that 20% of women and 15% of men report that activities that normally make up Christmas highly negatively affects family relationships. 20% of women and 20% of men reported increased family arguments around Christmas time, mostly related to different expectations about what happens on the day itself. 35% of all people report issues with in-laws at Christmas. And these stats are only the highly affected. They don't take into account the people who chose mostly affected or a little bit affected. Tomorrow on Christmas Day, we're going to consider the real and lasting joy that comes from knowing Jesus. But I wonder if you're finding this time of year a little bit hard, you might find it difficult to feel that joy. Maybe you know in your mind that it's true that following Jesus is awesome, that there's life and peace and salvation to be found in Jesus. But in your heart, you're just a bit tired, and you might wonder, what's the point? Well, today in our passage, we have an invitation to come to Jesus, because Jesus can give us rest for our souls. Doesn't that sound great? Not just rest like an afternoon nap, but rest for our souls, a deep and abiding and lasting rest. I want that kind of rest this Christmas. Now, this might not seem like your typical Christmas Bible passage today, but I reckon if you think about the traditional Christmas story, a young couple gathered together with their family in Bethlehem. Joseph's on holidays because it's hard to be a carpenter when you're walking from Nazareth to Bethlehem. They're celebrating the birth of their first child. It's a picture of peace and happiness, isn't it? This peaceful, restful scene points us to the significance of what Jesus offers. This baby offers us real and abiding rest right now. So let's have a look at what the book of the Bible called Matthew has to say. So we're at point one, come to Jesus. Christmas at its heart is an invitation. An invitation to come to Jesus. Have a look at verse 28, Matthew 11 and verse 28. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I'll give you rest. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. Aren't they just beautiful words? Jesus knows how we feel at times. We don't have to be worried that Jesus will chastise us for being tired. Jesus wants us to come to him no matter what we're feeling. Especially if weary and burdened is the first thing we think of when someone asks how we're going. Whatever it is you're feeling. Perhaps you feel the weight of your sin. Sin that you can't seem to shake. Perhaps people have sinned against you and it hurts. Maybe the tension in your family has been ratcheting it up and you're dreading tomorrow. Perhaps you're just plain tired. Maybe you're feeling a deep sense of shame, weary and burdened. No matter what it is, Jesus says, come to me and I will give you rest. I want some of that. On the 18th of December, just the other day, our King Charles held an audience. He spent some time with John Kerry, who is apparently at the moment the United States Special Envoy on Climate. According to royal.uk, which lists all the official duties of the king, he's been pretty busy this month. But being granted a royal audience is a pretty big deal. An official invitation would be sent. Someone would follow that up with some training in protocol, including what you're supposed to wear. And if you're important enough to be in an embassy before your audience, Buckingham Palace will send a horse-drawn carriage to pick you up. If it's the first time that you've had an audience with the king, you need to present your credentials to prove that you are actually the ambassador or legit official of a country. I'm not really sure what the king would do if he thought your resume was a bit sus. And then you get about 20 minutes to chat and you're escorted out and taken home. How much better is this invitation to come to our King Jesus? There's no protocol, no rules to follow, no particular thing you have to wear. You only have to be weary and burdened. I don't know about you, but I've got that sorted easy. Maybe, though, you're thinking, I get that, I understand. But while I'm a bit tired at the end of the year, I'm all good really. I actually like Christmas. That's a good thing. It's good to think less of our troubles and dwell on what's joyful. But at a heart level, at the level of what deeply makes us who we are as people, we all have a common problem. Flick back in your Bibles with me to Matthew chapter 4. In Matthew 4, Matthew records for us the first time Jesus announces himself to the public and starts preaching. And he records for us a prophecy proclaimed by the Old Testament prophet Isaiah. Have a look with me at Matthew chapter 4 from verse 12. So Matthew 4 verse 12. When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he withdrew to Galilee. Leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. Can you see the problem that we all have? We all live in the land of the shadow of death. You see, humans have all rejected God. We don't follow his good rule and submit to him. And the Bible calls this sin. And when you reject the author of life, only death remains for us. And that creates a burden. It makes us weary. Sin is the burden we bear and it wears us out. Even if you're blessed with a pretty good and easy life, something more than possible in Australia, at some point you will get old and sick and you'll die. Sin breaks our relationship with God and it breaks our world. But as this passage said, a light has dawned. Jesus has come and he calls us to him. He calls us to repent and he'll give us rest. At its heart, Christmas is an invitation to come to Jesus. And it's not just come. We come to Jesus and we learn from him. Let's have a look at that in point two, learn from Jesus. Have a look with me at verse 29. I'll read from verse 28 again so we get the full sentence. Matthew 11, from verse 28. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. The invitation to come to Jesus this Christmas, the invitation to come to Jesus and find rest, isn't an invitation to a new harsh master. It isn't even an invitation from King Charles and all the interesting royal protocol that surrounds him. It's an invitation to a loving relationship of a good teacher and a disciple. Jesus is gentle and humble at heart. If you read the Gospels, the four books in the New Testament that teaches about Jesus, you'd see Jesus healing the sick. Even with contagious skin diseases, he cares for little children. He's kind to women when everyone else treated them badly. He loves the poor and the destitute. And even more amazingly, lays down his life so that we could be saved. Jesus is gentle and humble at heart. He's not a harsh master. He's our loving teacher, leader and saviour. And we can learn from him. And then perhaps taking some inspiration from the farming around him, Jesus uses the illustration of a yoke. This picture up here is a yoke. It was put on oxen or other beasts of burden so that they can pull a plough or a cart. The idea was that the animals would be able to use their combined weight to pull something. But if one animal went too fast or too slow, it'd all get out of kilter and muck everything up. The animals needed to move together so that everything works beautifully. It means that the farmer needs to be gentle with their animals. If they drive them too fast or too hard, the animals wouldn't move together. And I don't know if you've ever held a yoke, but it's also pretty heavy. It's a big bar of hard wood with metal hanging off it and leather straps. And I can imagine, particularly if the animals are driven hard, it would be heavy and painful for the animal to wear. But Jesus says that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Learn from Jesus. He's gentle and humble at heart. And his yoke is easy and his burden is light. It's a comfort and a joy to follow Jesus. It's not hard and difficult. Now, if you're here today and you don't follow Jesus with your whole life, I hope you can see a little bit here of what's so attractive about Jesus to your Christian friends and family. I hope you have good friends that accept you no matter what happens, but I reckon that in your wider circles, your workplaces, your sporting teams, your community groups, they'd be gripped by a certain extent by competition and selfishness. People out to get what they want, when they want it, at the expense of everyone else around them. And if you've ever been on the receiving end of someone pushing you down to get themselves up, you know what that feels like. But friends, Jesus would never do that. Jesus is gentle and humble at heart. And he invites us to come to him all the time. And perhaps this Christmas is the day you'll turn back and start to trust in Jesus and find rest. And that's what we'll explore a little bit more in our final point, point three, rest in Jesus. Have a look at verse 29, Matthew 11 and verse 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. If we come to Jesus, if we learn from him, we'll find rest for our souls. Rest at the deepest part of ourselves. Rest that lasts longer than a good weekend. Rest that lasts longer than an awesome holiday. Rest that lasts longer than a Christmas shutdown between long weekends. Rest for our souls. Now, this biography of Jesus written by Matthew has been building to this point. There's been hints all the way through so far that show us what Jesus means by this. Let me show you the biggest hint. It was part of one of our Bible readings earlier. Flick back in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 22. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. The all this Matthew is talking about is the true Christmas story. Angels rocking up to Mary and Joseph, telling them that they're going to have a kid, and they have to go via Bethlehem first. Jesus is God keeping his promises. But what's interesting for us here is where Matthew was quoting from in Isaiah. Isaiah was a prophet in the Old Testament, which tells us the true story of God's people before Jesus came. And one of Isaiah's jobs was to warn God's people. At the time, Israel, God's special people, had rejected God. They'd sinned. And so Isaiah warns them that God will come and deal with their evil behavior. In Isaiah, the Emmanuel, God with us, is a sign of judgment. The sin of God's people had got so bad that God could do nothing more than to discipline them, and he promises that he'll come to his people and judge them. The sin of God's people led to their death. Their very souls are in deep trouble because the all-powerful God of the universe has set himself against them in consequence of their sin. But in Matthew, Emmanuel, God with us, is a good thing. It means salvation, it means life and hope. It means God keeping his promises. Now, if you were alive in the first century and reading this Matthew for the first time, you'd be stopping here and rightly asking, what on earth is going on? Of course, we have the great benefit of knowing the whole story. We're up in a drone and looking down on all the events here in one big picture. We know that Jesus grew and began to teach the truth about God's plan to save his people. And then Jesus was arrested and crucified on a Roman cross, dying so that we don't have to die. And then we know that Jesus rose again, defeating death once and for all time. And now Jesus waits in heaven for the day when God will send him back to finish what was guaranteed on the cross, to do away with death and sin forever. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. We can have a deep and abiding soul rest in Jesus because the judgment and punishment of God that God sends in a right response to our rejection of him falls not on us. Not on us, but Jesus takes that burden onto himself. Jesus takes God's judgment away. Jesus dies our death. In Jesus, we can be saved if we trust in him and have rest. Rest for our souls. The burden and weariness of sin dealt with and taken away. Friends, if you follow Jesus, you have this rest right now. We're completely free in Christ. The kingdom of heaven has come near in Jesus. And it's ours. And Jesus says, come, and I'll give you rest for your souls. Now, that rest can never be taken away from us. It's ours, guaranteed in Christ. But there are a bunch of things that'll take away our experience of it. We can shortchange ourselves for something less than what Jesus offers us here. Our sin is a big one. Like a train running off the track, sin is a burden, and it makes us weary. As we reject God's good design for his creation, it wears us down and wears us out. Whether it's selfishness or little white lies or getting angry or lust or thinking that others are less than us and pushing them aside to get ahead, whatever it is, sin takes away our experience of the rest that Jesus offers. Or other things, perhaps less directly sinful but more needing wisdom, particularly at this time of year, is our busyness. We fill our lives with things to do, and so we don't physically rest or sleep. Our physical rest is a shadow and a signpost of the ultimate rest that Jesus offers. And so we entertain and distract ourselves from our lack of rest with binge-watching and scrolling and news, and forget the invitation to come to Jesus. We forget the blessings that Jesus offers. We don't need to distract ourselves. We need to come to Jesus and rest and pray and enjoy being with God's people in praise of him who saved us. So this Christmas, are you weary and burdened? Come to Jesus and he'll give you rest for your souls. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. He's gentle and humble at heart. Come to Jesus this Christmas. Let's pray. Father God, we are so thankful. Please forgive us our sin and give us rest in Jesus. Real rest. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.